Folks, you never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can have rest unto your souls. He says, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, it's amazing. When we pursue rest in the wrong context, even, it doesn't work to our benefit. When we pursue anything for selfish gain, it never satisfies, does it? But when we pursue God, the byproduct is that we obtain rest, that we obtain joy, that we obtain that peace unto our souls that only He can provide. So many out there, and I venture to say so many Christians in Christendom today, are looking to other things to try and find some measure of rest amidst the chaos and turmoil of their lives. And God has made the door open and wide for all to see. It's amazing. Sometimes the blindness that we have because of our sin obscures our vision from seeing the obvious. God is there. And He's calling all that need rest unto His presence. It is there that our joy will be complete. It is there that we will find rest unto your souls. If you're here today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, folks, I encourage you today. Today is the day of salvation, God says. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. This is the most important decision that you can ever make in your lives, is to trust Him. Folks, this is eternal connotations that we're dealing with here. Not physical, not temporal. This is spiritual and this is eternal. The Bible clearly says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Guess what? It doesn't matter if you're a pastor that is preaching, or if you are a wicked sinner who's killed millions. The bottom line is that we've all sinned. We've all come short of God's glory and are unable to come into His presence because of that sin that lay stagnant there in our lives. And it is only through the very person of Jesus Christ and His work on the cross that we can be merited favor to God the Father. For by grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of yourselves, lest any man should boast. That's it. Plain and simple. And folks, God makes it available to everyone. God makes it available to everyone. All who will cry out. Scripture says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you trust in who He is and what He's done for you, the Bible says you will be saved. And can I tell you something? Even in my own personal life, I'll never forget, even at the age of six, the wicked age of six, when He'd done so many terrible things, even then, I trusted Christ as my Savior. And all the joy that floods my soul, all the peace that is passing all understanding that is given to us. Folks, I experienced the joy and peace and rest of God, and it was full. And can I tell you? I don't want to ever lose that. Nor can I lose my salvation. I don't believe that. But folks, ever more so do we as believers in Christ need to be relishing, need to be basking in the very peace and presence of our God. Guess how that's going to dictate our testimony in this world then? When we are in a right relationship with Him, when we are pursuing Him, when our joy is full because of the person of Christ that rests upon us and we're in complete fellowship with Him, folks, there's nothing in this world can stop that testimony from going forward. God will do a great work. And wouldn't you want others to know of that joy and peace that you and I have received? Do we want others to see the same that we have seen? It's the greatest thing that man has been ever given. And it's in the very person of Jesus Christ and that alone. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. If you're here today, you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I encourage you to make that decision today. You don't have to see me. You don't have to see some pastor or preacher or pope in a church You can go right to the very throne of heaven and cry out to God, and God says, I will save you. It's not through a man. It's through Jesus Christ alone. And if you're here today as Christians, folks, how's your life going? Is it in order the way it should be? Are you taking points of rest there? We're not necessarily in the terms of the physical rest. Oh, yes, we need that. But are you taking times in spiritual rest where you are seeking and pursuing that relationship with God, enjoying His person and character? The idea of joy only exists if we really enjoy being with our God. Do we look at those times of rest as sort of an obligation or duty or just another task on our agenda list? Or are these periods of where we get to get away, if you will, and get in touch with our God? We need to instill this. And if we don't instill these points of rest, if you will, where we're having that pursuit in a relationship with our God, our lives are not going to be in the right order the way they're supposed to be. And we're not going to reap the benefits that God has for us through all of that as well. You know, I'll never forget, in closing here this morning, I'll never forget, you know, my wife and I, before we had pursued the idea of going into full-time ministry and all of that, we were going to church, but our lives weren't in the right order. We were going periodically here and there, and we were struggling to make ends meet financially. We were struggling in our relationship with one another. And it was so amazing. It's so simple and so profound sometimes, but yet, folks, we fail to see it sometimes. That when we got ourselves in the right relationship with God, everything else fell into place correctly. When we started pursuing God as the primary desire for our lives, guess what? God provided physically. Guess what? God provided even emotionally there in terms of relationship with one another. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's great. When we focus on God, everything falls into the place. He takes care of it all. That's that idea in Colossians chapter 3. You go down through this list of relationships. Relationship with man versus God. Relationship with man versus himself. Relationship with man versus with his wife, as well as his children, as well as his co-workers. Guess what? The first one that needs to be set in place is the relationship with God. And it's amazing how it trickles down. And there is an order. There is a peace. There is a joy. And it rests in his very person. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you not only for the teaching that it gives us, but Lord, even the confidence and hope that it gives us and removes even the chaos and turmoil from our lives to a peace and joy in you. Lord, as we look at this whole principle of celebration, Lord, there are these celebrational events that are set in place, not just to remind us of what took place in prior times, not just to instruct the future, but Lord, to encourage us to reflect back upon you, to praise you for who you are, because it is altogether fitting and proper that we do so. Lord, may we be a people of God that focus on you, that find our rest in you. And Lord, may you order and fashion our lives as you would have it to be. Lord, I pray your blessing upon this study and upon this time. Use it for your glory, we pray, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to do something different this morning. If you'll stand together with me, instead of a last hymn this morning, I want to have a time of reflection on things. Sometimes we get too busy into the sort of closing of a service that maybe we don't give thought, if you will, or to what's been said and what the Lord's been speaking to us. And I want to just have a time of examination or reflection upon what the Lord has been saying to you during this time. So let's just bow together and quietly to ourselves as Brenda plays, and we'll have that time of examination and reflection. Thank you for coming today. As always, if any would like to speak with me afterwards, you're welcome and available to do so. We're just going to close in a word of prayer, and then you'll be dismissed. Brother Dave, can I have you close in a word of prayer this morning?